This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
You're listening to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. And welcome. It's a pleasure to have you for a conversation this morning. And there'll actually be a few conversations this morning. A few things to talk about. Very excited for today. If you haven't heard yet, by the way, if you search 93.7 The Fan on YouTube, you can go there, find all kinds of videos from our shows throughout the day, every day. And you also can find our 93.7 The Fan live stream now on YouTube. You can always go to 93.7thefan.com and find the video stream too, but now it's on YouTube. So if you haven't heard, we've been doing that for about 3 weeks, month now. So go there and you can watch. You can't really see me because I'm deep behind the glass, but whenever Crowley and Doran begin their show and everybody else throughout the day after that, you'll be able to see them nice and clear. But again, that's 93.7 The Fan on YouTube and video stream always available at 93.7thefan.com. So, three big pieces of news that all came together yesterday. Tucapita Marcano was the first of those reports. He has been banned from Major League Baseball because he decided to gamble. It seems that the league found him guilty of gambling when he was on the injured list with the Pirates back when he played here in Pittsburgh. That's number one. Number two, Cam Hayward has shown up for OTAs, so his tiny, not even really holdout may very well be over. So whether that means that the Steelers are going to oblige and give him a new contract, or whether he's just, you know, he's ready to participate and put all the feelings about the business aside and get down to football. Whatever the case may be, there's nothing harmful in him showing up. So it's pleasant to see. But the big story, big news, the biggest thing on my mind, the biggest thing I want to talk about today is that the Pirates shut out the Los Angeles Dodgers for what I believe is their first shutout of the year. It doesn't happen often. I don't think it's happened this year. But they shut out the Dodgers 1-0. They won by a run on a Jack Sawinski, freshly caught up from AAA, freshly refined Jack Sawinski home run. Man, he was batting ninth too. That's great. Good stuff. Good to see that. But the big story too is that offense was scarce, but didn't quite matter because Jared Jones, 6 innings, clean. No earned runs given up. He struck out 6. Colin Holderman, scoreless 7th. Aroldis Chapman, an almost not scoreless, but indeed scoreless 8th. And then David Bednar got the save. He pitched the 9th. No strikeouts for him, but clean inning, no runs scored. And so there's so much to talk about with the Pirates. There's so much interest in the game. The Pirates only scored 1 run on the Jack Sawinski home run, but a few players had hits. Henry Davis, also freshly called up, had a hit. And Brian Reynolds, who Crowley and Doran on the morning show have been critical of, he had 2 hits in the game yesterday, so that's inspiring to see. Everybody else did not get hit. Connor Joe walked. He was the only other guy to get on base. So four guys on base in yesterday's game. That was it. But the pitching made that run or milked that run all the way through the game, and the Pirates won on a run thanks to shutout baseball by the pitchers. So if you want to call, if you want to talk about the game, 412-928-9370, that's the phone number. My Twitter handle, my X handle, I guess they call it X now, right, is at @Callas_33. That's @Callas_33. You can mention me in a post. I usually read those. Sometimes I read them on the air. So, yeah, if you want to talk to me, there's two ways. You can do the written form on X, or you can do the phone line at 412-928-9370. This is an inspiring win. It's good to see that they can shut out a team. And the fact that they blanked a Dodgers lineup that... Now, I've never seen Mookie Betts play shortstop either, but he was at shortstop for the game yesterday. So the Dodgers really putting some lineup together here. But Betts, Ohtani, Freeman, Freddie Freeman, Will Smith, Teoscar Hernandez, Jason Hayward. That's your first six. So that was a lineup to be feared. Shohei Ohtani struck out to Jared Jones, which was just all the more impressive. Freddie Freeman had a couple hits, so he had a good day. And Will Smith had a hit. But the Dodgers were unable to capitalize on those hits to score. And that's just a testament to clean defense. Pirates didn't make any errors in that game. And a solid pitching performance by the four pitchers in a game that you must rely on. Now, I'm not talking about starters. Whatever starters in the game is important, but the big three at the end of the bullpen did what they were supposed to do. Holderman, Chapman, and then Bednar. And it all really came together. Clean defense, solid pitching, and one run was all that they needed. Dodgers also out hit the Pirates 5-4. So to make sure that those hits didn't count for anything on the in the run column is great. Four walks in total. It's pretty good for a whole pitching staff, but those walks did not come around to score. So pretty much there were nine times that the Dodgers reached base, didn't score at all. It's great to see. Again, this lineup for the Pirates, where McCutchen leads off, has been successful. Now, he went 0-4, so it doesn't quite support that argument today. But, I mean, McCutchen's been solid out of the leadoff spot, and I like that they're continue to push him out there. And they got four hits with a couple walks, but that one run, Jack Swinski got the home run, really made it matter. So a few things I want to touch on. So let's Jared Jones first. This is really going to be more of a pitching conversation, though, a starting pitching conversation and a bullpen conversation, because those pitchers had the most impact on this game, I would say. Now, Jack Swinski had all the impact, but there's only so many times I could say that, yeah, Jack Swinski's great for hitting that home run. So in terms of how the pitching staff did, so Jared Jones, other than a few too many walks, I'd say three is a little much. But, I mean, that's splitting hairs at this point. Six strikeouts, striking out Ohtani's, that was awesome to watch. And then limited, to three hits. So that's good to see over six innings. It's a good start. That's something you want to see. It's a good bounce-back start. It adds extra weight to how important or how quality that start was, because, he struggled against the Tigers when he was in there, and then, to come in here, come back to Pittsburgh to pitch in front of the home crowd against a Dodgers team that is among the elite in the National League. You don't give up any runs. Yeah, there's not much more that you could ask for. Again, I might splitting hairs, maybe a walk or two less, but overall, solid start. Overall, a good start there. So if Jared Jones can do that, and the defense cannot give up any errors behind him, that's a pitching performance that that you would want you know, going into the postseason. And the fact that the Pirates established now that they can get a shutout and get a shutout against one of the best, that's great. If Jared Jones can repeat that, if there were a playoff series, now I'm a little more inspired. Okay, maybe they can. Maybe if the pitchers are on point, maybe if they can hang with these other teams like that, they'll be okay. Maybe they could make it through a playoff series. They still have to get there. They still have to qualify. They're still in it. They're not out of it. The National League is tremendously weak this year. But it was an inspiring pitching performance. If that can be done by Jared Jones in the playoffs, yeah, you're good. It was nice to see him shut the Dodgers out through his time out on the mound. I don't expect them to get shutouts every time as well, but up to that point, I mean, Jared Jones consistently giving up two or three runs. Again, I just never thought before that the Pirates would get an automatic win just because Skeens and Jones and Keller and maybe Falter, even he's been pitching well enough, that just because they were out there, they were going to get wins. Because it had been kind of shaky when the offense wasn't scoring, and then it had been kind of shaky because, again, I've been arguing that it's three runs good enough for you to win, in the playoffs against the best of the best. This start yesterday alleviates some of my worries there. Now, the postseason has bigger and brighter lights, and you have more consistent lineups and consistent players who've established themselves throughout the season. But the Dodgers' first six guys were recognizable names, and you had the one superstar making the most amount of money of anybody in Major League Baseball history, or in sports for that matter, too. Went out there and struck out against your up-and-coming breakthrough, or breakout, not breakthrough, sorry, your up-and-coming breakout superstar pitcher. I put too many words in that sentence. Let me try that again. Your up-and-coming, he's a breakout pitcher, not a superstar yet, but Jared Jones on the path to being a superstar if he continues to pitch with such success. But he's a breakout player, breakout rookie. That's what you want to see, and that was inspiring. Moving to the bullpen. So this was interesting. Colin Holderman, an uneventful seventh inning, one hit, but no earned runs given up. Didn't strike out anybody either, but he prevented any runs from scoring, and that was his job there. So, good on him for that. Then Aroldis Chapman. Very interesting eighth inning from him. He makes it exciting. And I don't even know if this is accurate. I don't know if I like him as a person. I know he's very feisty at times. I like that he throws hard. And his pitching mechanics have always fascinated me over over the length of his career. And I've told you, I'm up and down on him. I'm excited, or I was excited when they signed him. I thought it was an interesting signing. I thought it was cool. Recognizable name coming to the Pirates on a $10.5 million deal. I thought it was great. Now, he's been on and off. He's had his hot starts. He's been throwing with high velocity. He's had that slider working. And when it's on, it's great. And then he's had some of his poor starts where, walks become a huge factor. And, he gives up hits. He's given up home runs on a basis that is a little too consistent. And so going into that game, he goes into the eighth. He's trusted to go out there and pitch. And so he's getting the Rowdy Tellez treatment, although he's had more success than Tellez has had from the hitter standards. But Chapman keeps getting pushed back out there, right? He's trusted to get back into a rhythm. Shelton makes that decision, puts him in the eighth inning. And a ball was hit, I believe it was by Teoscar Hernandez, out the center field. And you rarely see this, but Chapman, I mean, he cares enough that ball was hit, and he thought it was hit solidly enough. It looked like it was a hanging breaking ball over the middle of the plate that was hit well out the center field. It was eventually caught on the warning track. But Chapman, you know, if you haven't seen the video, go online because it's hilarious. Chapman just slams down his mitt. And I think he thought that it was a home run that was hit. The ball is caught on the warning track. Chapman ended up getting out of the eighth with no run scoring. But, I mean, he was so frustrated. I mean, he realized he made a poor pitch and it was hit a long way. I mean, he was so upset. Like, I mean, the ball had barely traveled out of the infield in the air, and he thought that it was gone. So I'm glad for his sake that it wasn't a home run. And I'm glad for his sake he was able to rebound. I think Oscar Marin, I saw, went out to talk to him after that, which is funny. You know, you want to calm down your pitcher, and Greg Brown emphasized that on the TV broadcast. It was interesting. It was an interesting display there. But I'm glad. I mean, it's inspiring to see that he didn't give up any runs. The way he got there was a little bit suspicious, but no runs is no runs. So you take that for what it's worth. One walk, two is fine. You still want him to limit walks since he's only pitching one inning. That's, you know, and he struggled with that, so I'll point that out. But he struck out two guys. The one out that he got was a fly ball to center field that was almost a home run, but not. The other two outs he got were strikeouts. So it was good to see there. And then David Bednar, no strikeouts for him, but he didn't walk anybody either. An uneventful ninth inning for him as well. He got a pretty clean save there. Three balls in play, three outs, Pirates win. So I'm overall impressed with the Pirates win here. I'm overall impressed that they were able to shut out the Dodgers and they take a 1-0 series lead. They got three to play. Game two is tonight, same time, 6:40. All three games of the series have 6:40 start times. So it was a good one. It was a good pitching performance. I'm inspired by what I saw on the mound in this game yesterday. So if you have any thoughts, you're welcome to express those. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. Call me anytime and we can have a conversation. And if you'd prefer a written form, you can talk to me on X. My Twitter handle, my X handle is @Kallas_33. That's @Kallas_33. I got to take a quick break. I'll come back. We'll talk more about the Pirates. I really want to focus on them today. We can also talk, though, about the other two big pieces of news that surround Pittsburgh. Tucapita Marcano, former infielder of the Pirates, banned from Major League Baseball for his involvement in a gambling scandal when he was on the Pirates. And Cam Hayward showed up for OTAs. That's great. Good to see him there. It's inspiring to see. That news broke yesterday. We talk about it. 412-928-9370 and my handle at @Kallas_33 on X. I'll be right back. My name is Nicholas Eric Kallas. This is the Fan Only Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And the Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Nicholas Harry Callis. And this is the Fan Early Morning Show. I'll give you a Fan Weather real quick as well. Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet on Washington Road in McMurray. You can also shop online at sunchevy.com. Continuing those warm temperatures we have, it's a little cooler today, though. High of 79, low of 67, still the high, close to 80, 75% chance of rain. Then tomorrow, high of 80, low of 64, partly cloudy skies expected. That's fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. And this is the Fan of the Morning Show for the Average Joe. And when the Average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the Average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. Pirates win 1-0. Really focusing on that this morning because the pitching performance was incredible. Was well done. Jared Jones, 6 scoreless innings. Then Colin Holderman, Aroldis Chapman, and David Bednar, they locked it down. So you can call anytime, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Callus underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S. _33 I'm also super excited. Tomorrow is the 5-Alarm Marathon. It begins with the Fan Morning Show at 6 a.m. And the fan hosts are going to be on for 26.2 hours. So that's going to be from 6 a.m. on Thursday to about 8:20 a.m. on Friday. And we're raising money for volunteer firefighters and fire companies around Pittsburgh, so that's exciting. So you can donate anytime. You can go to 937thefan.com and donate the 5-Alarm Marathon logo. It should be right on the homepage. Click that. Then you'll see a bunch of information. If you want more information, you can read through that paragraph, but then there's a little PayPal link in a box. If you scroll down far enough and you just click that, you can either pay with a PayPal account or you can put your credit card information in there and donate. But all proceeds benefit firefighters and fire companies in the local Pittsburgh area. So it's going to be a great cause. I'm super excited because I've got not only the graveyard shift, which, I mean, we'll see. It'll be a change of pace before, you know, I'm usually English. Let's try that again. I am usually used to hosting here and then producing the morning show, so it'll be an interesting change of pace. I used to work nights when I first started here, nights and weekends, and so going back, but hosting, I'll be hosting from 9 to 10 or 11, I think. I got Doran at night, and then overnight we'll have a producer's show. If you haven't heard, we got a producer's show that'll be on at 1 a.m., and then Austin Bechtold and I will be on from 2 to 4, and then I get Crowley early in the morning, 4 to 5. I hope that that's archived somewhere. That should be a blast. But yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm excited that I get the opportunity to host. But I'm also excited that we get to be out there all day at the Green Tree Fire Hall. You know, right out here, right by our station. The Green Tree Fire Department's going to host us in their building, which is great. And we'll be outside, and you know, we'll be. Collecting donations, and we'll be doing our radio broadcast from there, and we'll be hanging out. So it should be a good time, and not only will it be a good time, but all the proceeds, again, all the money donated goes to a great cause. So I'm excited to be a part of it. I'm excited that that we're doing this, too, for a great cause, and we're helping so many people. Because the majority of the fire departments here around Pittsburgh, they're volunteers, so these guys are not really getting compensated for their efforts, and they've got to go and they've got to extinguish fires and many times put their lives at risk so that that we can be safe when these accidents or when these tragedies strike. So it's a great cause, and so I at least donate. If you can give anything, just donate. Go to 937thefan.com, donate online, or hang out with us on Thursday too. Hang out, and we've got several events that'll be going on Thursday into Friday. We've got an RV. Pitt has given us that. The Panther bus will be down there, so that'll be cool to have down there as well. As we'll be able to hang out in there. It's like our relief place. But thanks to Pitt for that one, the Panther bus for that one, and we'll just be hanging out and doing fun stuff. So apparently Donnie Football and I are going to sumo wrestle, and Pony's going to get tackled by Doran at full speed because enough money was raised. So it's good stuff, and it could be a great cause. It already is a great cause, but it's gonna be a fun day tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are as well out there, and I hope you can give a little bit for these fire departments. Well, my name is Nicholas Harry Callis. I'm fresh out of time. Coming up next, indeed, it is the Fan Morning Show pre-show. Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson are going to take you through that one on whatever mischief that they have to talk about. But I'll be talking to you guys tomorrow. We're starting the marathon again tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning. So yeah, we'll be up. We're usually up this early, but we're starting it off because we're used to it. And then the pairings, they begin, the random pairings, they begin from there. So you'll hear from me a little bit tomorrow, and then the marathon begins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.